Okay, guys, go ahead, shoot.
So what do you hang your hat on at this point of the year as far as what you guys are doing good defensively?
Well, I mean, obviously last week we were very disappointed in the performance that we had. I mean, nobody was pleased with that. And, you know, before that, though, we had done some good things, you know, and, well, the previous game, you know, against Indy, the defense did some good things. But, you know, consistency is something that we're striving for, and we just got to keep working through it. The guys had a great practice today.
Sounds like you guys might have 91 and 51. How big of a...
Yeah, you could talk to Gus. You know, if they're back, obviously they're big time. You know, they really help. So, yeah, you know, you guys, Gus will let you know, I'm sure, when if they're up or down or how that's going to work.
Can you talk us through the decision last week to shadow Evans with House? Because that's not something you guys have done in 3 years here, to my knowledge. And is that something we expect to see with House maybe more down the road?
Well, you know, we just thought that they matched up good with the routes that they were running with him and with the routes that they were running with 83. You know, we felt like those two guys, Colvin and he, matched up in Grotz when we were in nickel. So we just felt like that was good. And, you know, it worked out pretty good, I believe. I don't know. Evans had a rough time, I believe, you know. So, you know, I'm not going to give away any secrets, but, you know, obviously it's something that worked for us, and we'll have to make sure that we look at that as much as we can.
What is it that House does really well? Well, what kind of routes is he really good on other than press?
Well, I think that, you know, that's their number one thing. But and we didn't play much off, but they were put in situations where they play off. I think that, you know, those guys are just playing with confidence now. And I think Dwayne's been with us for a long time, for 3 years. And I just see the guy, he's just growing up, you know, and it's fun to see because he's a really good person. And, you know, to see him playing at the level he's playing at right now has been very pleasing.
That decision, was that something that you guys had planned for a while, or did it just kind of come up last week? Like, hey, let's do this with Hal.
Last week it came up.
So what was it? Yeah. Was it a kind of a reaction to not being playing as much press with him against New England?
No. It had nothing to do with that because we played a lot of press, you know, the week before in Indy, you know, so that had no, you know, it was just something as we brainstormed, something that we thought would be work out good for us and, you know, so.
Opponents 50% on third down right now. How do you try to figure that out?
It's very disappointing. You know, our third downs, we're disappointed in our third downs. And we just need to make sure that we put our players in position to make plays. And there's several different things. And obviously, I'm not going to go into detail that, you know, we're looking at doing. And, you know, we hit 1-0 blitz last week, which was, you know, that worked out pretty good. And, you know, there were some other things. I think they were 2-for-9 or something like that going into the fourth quarter. So, you know, we just didn't maintain it.
Hoyer's starting, but Mallett has some time this year. How much does that add to your week of prep when two guys could?
Well, you know, we're watching both of them, obviously. And, you know, I don't think the game plan changes a whole lot with them, in my opinion. But I think that they have their different style of quarterbacks. And, you know, so that's the only thing that I really noticed.
Hopkins is a physical guy, though, but, I mean, he's a problem, right?
He's a player. I think he leads the NFL in yards, receiving yards, and I think he might be second in receptions. And, you know, so he's a very good player, and they target him a lot in the game. So he's a guy that you always have to be aware of, you know, where he is. And, you know, he's made some great catches on deep balls that were very, very impressive. And once again, I believe this is his third year, and I think we've seen him, you know, coming up through the 3 years, and he's really playing well.
So House shadows him?
Next question.
How do you evaluate Oldrick so far
for
5 games?
Jared's done a good job. I think he played a lot last week. He had a lot of snaps, and he's really a physical player. And he's working hard to do what we ask him to do. That's been very, very impressive. And, you know, the Miami game obviously came up with some big plays on the last drive. So, you know, he's done a very good job for us.
What do you ask him to do?
Well, what he is a couple things. In our base package, he's the big end. okay, on first and second down. Then we've had him on third down in the green package, you know, so he's done a couple things where he plays inside rusher. But on first and second down, the majority of the time, he's either a 4B or he's lined on the tight end as our big end.
Now, he apparently only missed one snap. Is that his idea? He says he likes it. He says the last 3 years he's been top five in number of snaps. Is that good for him, or is that?
Well, obviously, you would like to go ahead and, you know, with Sanderic being out, you know, the person that spells him is Tyson, but Tyson is also playing three techniques. So, you know, obviously, anytime you could cut down the reps on the D line, and you want to go ahead and you want to try to do that. But Jared, he has not shown to slow down, you know, a whole lot. So that's been impressive.
Aaron Hosh is a really good cutback guy. How important is gap responsibility this?
Gap responsibility and tackling is very important. I mean, you know, it's an emphasis for us this week. And, you know, Arian, I think this is his third game back. And he, you know, he's just going to get better as, you know, coming off the injury. So, you know, we expect him to get better. I think his yards per carry were not very good, but he had a lot of receptions and a lot of yards in receptions. But he's a guy that they look to, and he's a bell cow for him. So, you know, we have to be prepared for him.
Obviously, I guess Miami has some disruptive plays, but can be very effective even when he's not making those kind of plays.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, Stout, when we have him in the 4B or when he's in the 6 technique, he sets the edge as far as, you know, strong at the point of attack. So he can affect the run game with penetration or, you know, just being stout at the line of scrimmage.
Because he said he graded out very well this week. Now, normally you think your guys will set the edge and they ran a lot, but he said he was...
Well, there was a lot of different reasons for them running for a lot of yards, and, you know, everybody played their part in it, but along with me. So, you know, there was a lot of different things.
But he's playing. He's doing what you expected.
Yeah, he's doing a good job with what we expect.
Thanks,
Coach. Better than Ted.